Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Pei Beis, Chapter 82, The Importance of Justice. If we would be living at the time of the Beis HaMikdash and came to the Beis HaMikdash on a Tuesday, the third day of the week, we would hear this Perek being sung by the Levium. This Perek is the Shir Shel Yom for Yom Shlishi. On the third day of creation, Hashem separated the water from the land. In this parak, the concept of justice is addressed both in terms of Hashem's judgment of the world and a condemnation of those people who misuse and abuse justice. The Maharsha explains that the world depends on justice, on boundaries. In the creation process on the third day, the water needed to be held back in order for land to exist. There are boundaries. The ocean water needs to stay in its place in order for people and animals to be able to live on dry land. Torah and the halacha that comes from Torah creates boundaries for us. We have laws that need to be abided by to allow the world to optimally function. Before the Mabul, the flood, people became corrupt. They didn't adhere to boundaries. There was widespread stealing, a very overt form of ignoring boundaries and justice, as well as gross overstepping of moral boundaries. The response? The world itself let go of its boundaries, and the water covered the earth, destroying almost everything except for the sea creatures and Noach and his family. Let's take a look inside. Pasuk Aleph, Mizmor La'asaf, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, Bekarav Elokim Yishpot. Hashem stands in the gathering of the judges. He assesses the verdicts of the judges. In other words, Hashem is quote-unquote paying attention to how human justice is carried out. Pasuk Beis, Hashem condemns people who don't judge fairly or correctly. Referring to those who pervert justice, the parak continues, Ad Masai Tishpatu Avel, Up Finei Rishaim Tisusela. For how long will you judge unfairly, showing favor to the wicked? Pasuk Ches is a tefillah that Hashem's perfect justice is what reigns over the world, instead of the judgment carried out by humans, who are prone to error. Kuma Elokim Shafta Ha'aret, Ki Ata Tinchal B'kol Hagayim. Hashem, rise and judge the earth, for all the nations are in your hands. Another fascinating connection between this parak and the third day of creation is cited in the expanded art scroll Tehillim. Aside from water and land being separated on the third day of creation, vegetation was also created. Vegetation in the Torah is referred to as desha, dalid, shin, aleph. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, it's Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches, al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed, al hadin, v'al ha'emes, v'al ha'shalom. The world stands on three things, on din, justice, on emes, truth, and on shalom, peace. The acronym for that is made up of din, emes, and shalom, dalid, aleph, and shin, are the letters in the word desha. Boundaries and justice are an essential component of a functioning and healthy society and a world at large. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.